Welcome to Offer HR and Business Solutions on the Air. This is April Halliburton, your host. Hope everyone is doing well. Let me quickly give you our guest call-in number, 646-668-8976. It's the number you can call in for questions, HR questions regarding employment engagement, recruiting, any HR questions or issues you may have in your company. If you have some questions regarding trying to reach some HR goals that you have set for 2017, want to know how your goals that you have set are going so far. We have a lot going on in the HR industry, as all of you know. Again, I'm April Halliburton. I am your HR business partner. Offer HR Business Solutions has been in existence since 2009. We are a virtual human resource company that manages small, mid-sized businesses. From 2 employees up to 50. We enjoy what we do. Our virtual home is www.all4hr. Again, it's www.all4hr.net. Is our virtual home. You can, our telephone number is 844-ALL4HR, and we have a hotline, which is extension 4. You have HR questions. And so we have some things going on in the world of HR. I guess, again, want to know if you have an employee engagement plan or policy in place. Are you experiencing engagement problems in your workforce that you want to address, or you want to do some things to help get your employees more engaged? It is proven that employee engagement is not just a buzzword anymore. It is the workplace approach, and it results in conditions where all members of the organization give the best of each day to the organization. Engaged employees aspire to reach organizational goals and values, and they're motivated to contribute to the organization's success. And they engaged employees have an enhanced sense of their own well-being. So employee engagement is definitely a win-win. A win-win for the employee as well as the employer. So again, if you have an employee you would like an employee engagement program, send us an email. We're glad to one. We have a very brief one that is available to you free by contacting us at allforhr@allforhr.net. And so some things that are going on in the HR industry, let me real quick, again, invite you to Offer HR and Business Solutions on the Air. We are taking HR questions. And we welcome you to give us a call at 646-668-8976. Again, 646-668-8976 is the call-in number. So, what is going on with our overtime rules, our overtime, the overtime law that was to go into effect in December? I'm sure plenty of you, everyone knows that it has been put on hold so far. And so the Labor Department, as you know, went and were able to block the overtime, were blocked the overtime law. And so that was done so by a judge in Texas. So, as for right now, it is over on hold. However, that is subject to change. So if you have not done so with regard to putting the overtime pay provisions in place for your payroll, I do suggest you do that because a lot of employees have went on and actually put those provisions in place, and if that law goes forward, they're already ready to have notified employees of pay changes and things of that nature. So if you have not put that in place, I do suggest you do so. Again, our call-in number is 646-668-8976. Feel free to visit us on Facebook at All4HR and Business Solutions. Follow us on Twitter, All4HR. And our Google Hangouts are every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. And our radio show is every first and third Thursday of each month. We're here to bring you HR tidbits and answer your HR questions. Again, as All for HR and Business Solutions is here to help you grow your workforce. So we are, again, waiting on your questions. I want you to stay tuned. Next month we will have guests for each week, and you'll find out who those guests are going to be in the coming days. So I'm sure you'll be more have a roundtable discussion on different HR issues and goals and plans that business owners are putting in place to grow their company. So some things that are going on in the HR industry, real quick, some news. We've already talked about the overtime law and how the OT rule has been put on hold for the time being. And so some other things that is the FLSA ruling, paying employees for training time is one that has been in the recent trending, when and when not to, when you don't have to pay for training and when you do, okay? And these are court regulations. These are court laws. So these are laws that are mandated by our federal law system. Okay? And so training is, as you know, for the benefit of trainees, training programs mostly consist of classroom work. However, there are on-the-job program or training programs as well. When employers are required to pay employees when they are on the job, if there is a designated time, say their work hours are, say, 8 to 4, and you do when the training is during their work hours, definitely. There are programs or instances where an employee will say, well, you know, I may want to come in and work and train for a couple hours and then come back to work tomorrow, start your day tomorrow, your first day of work tomorrow. Those instances, if they are within those work hours, your work hours of, say, 8 to 4, and say you train them for a half day, you are required to pay your employee for that training time. There are very, very few instances where an employer is not required for training. And so according to our wage and fact sheet under the Department of Labor, when they are for training for seminars, you're required to pay. If they're attending a training seminar that is outside of the facility where they work, you're required to pay. Whether it's attend is voluntary or mandatory. In any one of those aspects, you're required to pay the employee for their and so they don't have to pay for that training. They do have to pay for that training. And if they're in a off work for the training, they're also paying for the meals during that training time as well. So you should keep that in mind. That's a way to make sure that you know, you want to make sure you do the training within their normal work hours. You don't want to have them training in the evening and starting the next day or whatever, but you are required to pay for training for W-2 employees. Now, this does not include independent contractors, though. And so that area is a little different. For W-2 employees, you definitely are required to pay for their training. With regard to the ACA, Affordable Care Act repeal process,
As of right now, the ACA is still going, and so we're keeping a close eye out on that. The new administration has promised to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Has not happened yet. One, because the new administration has not put in a timeline or a replacement healthcare system. So, right now things are moving slowly, and I will, you know, the HR industry will definitely keep you engaged for the or keep you apprised of as to development. And so employee engagement is a particular area, some trending areas that one of the trending areas that are is in the HR industry, employee engaged. And so I want to real quickly share some signs that your employee engaged, that your employees are disengaged. And one sign is when employees are complaining, nothing is ever good enough, or things of that nature, making excuses for not completing their task or their responsibility, lack of enthusiasm, doesn't want to help others, and so they're not a team player. Gossiping, lying, having a know-it-all attitude. The employees have a know-it-all attitude. Their lack of initiative, irresponsible, not willing to be engaged, ask questions, or learn new things. Employees seem to be distracted and not finishing, again, responsibilities and tasks. Those are areas of that show and that you have disengaged employees. And you have to be careful when you notice them, because they can cause, and disengaged employees can become an epidemic. It can actually spread. And so when you notice these things, it's important to take the initiative to get those things under control, get those matters resolved, see if that employee is having trouble. With their job, with other employees, or even even in at home, in their personal life, sometimes it can spill over. It can definitely be something that can become a problem that will grow. And so you want to keep that in consideration. And when you notice these disengaged employees, you want to address that, address those issues, because you want your employees engaged. When employees, again, when they're engaged, the happier they are in the workplace, the better job they do, the better they feel about themselves and their workplace. And so a way to engage employees is to get to know your employees, listen to them, find out about their interests. This helps to build relationships with your employees and the managers, and it has a very important impact on your employees' motivation and engagement. So, get to know your employees. After all, employees spend almost as much time at their workplace as they do at home. And in a lot of instances, their workplace is like a family. Another way to engage your employees is to provide basic training for your employees. Provide them with job training and make sure that they are well trained in their jobs and their duties and their responsibilities. Ensure that they're completing their tasks and they're accurately helping to achieve goals and provide motivation, which leads to higher levels of engagement. Employees are more engaged when they understand their roles and their responsibilities in their position. So make sure your employees understand their roles, the objectives, where they fit in with the organization. Develop your employees. Never be afraid to, if you see one that works, particularly hard, give them the opportunity to get, take on more responsibility or maybe help train other employees that are perhaps not as engaged. It can represent kind of a buddy system, which can actually help also with employees becoming engaged. The opportunities for growth and development, they're key to employee engagement as well as with the organization's success. Employees that grow and develop their skills, they're likely to stay with the company longer and recommend the company to others. As a manager, you want to be involved with your employees. You want to be find out, again, what particular interests. And I'm not suggesting that you're, finding out about their personal lives and relationships and things of that nature, but just, particular things in them, things that they enjoy doing. That helps to develop a relationship between management and employees. Recognizing the great work your employees have done is very important. It encourages positive behavior and it promotes long-term top performance. You'll find that when you are recognizing employees, that makes them feel good. Makes them feel good about what they're doing, about the company, and their hard work is appreciated. Encourage teamwork. You might want to team employees up on different projects. When employees are able to team up with each other and take on additional responsibilities and projects, again, it helps them build their pride and engagement within the company, and it helps them to really feel good about themselves and wanting to give their best and grow professionally, which actually helps to grow personally as well. built a focused customer focus team. Best leaders and managers and employees, they're customer focused. They're focused on what the customer wants from the company. In a lot of instances, your employees are they're the face of your organization. They're the receptionist and your salespeople. These are the people that petters, if you will, and these are people that see what your company is about. And so if your employees are putting on a face that is not at its best and presenting the company in a great light, it can have a very negative impact on building your company and getting and your customers. You want coaching your employees as a way to build employee engagement as well. That role as a manager is to support and inspire and coach employees to be the best and give their best in performance. And that goes both ways, the employee and the man management. So coach the employees to understand their responsibilities and the expectations of the company and what they expect from their workplace. Managers that provide regular coaching, they increase overall engagement among employees. Employee feedback is a huge way to engage employees. You know, if you have a new, and I say this all the time, if you have a new onboarding program in place, it's important that you find out that onboarding program is yielding the kind of results that you want to get when you're putting it in place. But if you're not getting feedback, you don't know. You have no idea that your onboarding program is yielding any results. Onboarding is a particular way. It's the initial way of building relationships when you onboard employees, and it helps to build a longer and a more fruitful relationship between the company and their employees. So it is 105, and again, our call-in number is 646-668-8976. Again, 646-668-8976. We want to take a little bit of a break and be right back. Thank you. Okay, and we are back. This is all for HR and Business Solutions on the air with wanting to get your HR questions. The call-in number is 646-668-8976. So we've talked about some employee engagement and determining or identifying disengaged employees. And as well as some ways to engage your employees. Employee engagement is something we focus on heavily, and we welcome your HR questions if you want to develop an employee engagement program. And so it's February, almost March. And I want to know how your HR goals are going for your organization. Remember, some things that you want to focus on is making sure your employee handbook is updated for the year. And so there's some things that are trending in the HR industry. Want to know if you're noticing any of these trends in your company. One HR issue that is trending in the HR industry is that millennials are not looking for so much having a, years ago, the HR departments were putting together ping pong tables and massage chairs and things of that nature to kind of give their employees kind of that warm, fuzzy feeling. What's trending now is that recruiters are noting that these types of perks are not actually what attract millennials, but effective mentoring from senior management and collaboration in the workplace is very, very important. I've said this on several occasions that the employees want to be mentored. They want to know that they are doing a good job. And the more that employees know about their position, the job that they're doing, the harder their work, and the more apt they are to become more engaged. It's important to not hire employees and then don't train them correctly or give them enough training so that they become disengaged because they don't know their job. And so you want to make sure that they do know their job well, their responsibilities, again, what is expected of them from the organization, and again, what they expect from this organization. It's a two-way street. So keep that in mind to make sure that your employees are mentored. again, when you bring new employees on board, make sure they have a buddy, someone that they can go to when they have questions, someone that can help them do the best, their best job, and someone they can go to if they have any questions or concerns. Another area that's trending in the HR industry is, which is in direct correlation with employee engagement, is developing teams with the employees, again, teaming them up on projects, two or three employees that work well together. Sure, they work well together, but teaming them up and letting them work on projects within the company. That experience, it strengthens the employee experience, employee engagement, and, you know, when employees are working on projects, it gives them the opportunity to use their creative wills to get, you know, use skills in areas that they're not using every day in their normal job. And so this is also a way for you to really find out what exactly kind of skills your employees have, because perhaps you have them in the area and we're in one area and they may, you know, do better in a better purpose in another area. And the way to do that is to have them, you know, let employees think outside of the box a little. Let them do things different than their normal regimen that they do every day, daily. And so, and this is, of course, for employees that are up to par, that are, they're handling, more than handling their normal responsibilities in the workplace. So you don't want to throw someone on a project that may be having some difficulty, that you've noticed some difficulty in their regular assignment or position. So we have some few minutes left on the the calling number. So we've got a few minutes to call. The number is 646-668-8976. You can follow us on Facebook, Offer HR and Business Solutions, and on Twitter, Offer HR. Our blogs, again, will be picking up back up. Those will be going out in the next couple of days ago. We're going to get those running. And then be sure to go to our website, offerhr.net, sign up for our newsletter. And if you're looking for, we have some HR kits that will be coming out at the end of the month and a great HR e-book that's coming up at the end of the month that you all will be glad to get your hands on. If you are a small company, you have some questions, HR questions, give us a call. You can call our hotline, All4HR, that's H44, All4HR. That number is 844-425-5447. And for the hotline, it's extension 4. So I don't know how many, another area in HR that is trending, which trend is one of the top trending HR issues normally stays in, like, the top five, which is analytics in the HR industry. Analytics. A cultural survey of questions will help you identify areas in your workforce that need areas of improvement. Employees may, in some instances, think they don't know, it's not there. But, you know, be sure to, you know, twice a year maybe, do a survey of your employees and find out how your employees feel about performance management, employee engagement, the culture of the office or the organization. You may want to change some things to make your company, get your employees more engaged. You can go on SurveyMonkey and really develop a very, very easy, a very, very easy way, a five-question survey, just to kind of let you know, how your employees feel about the company and what suggestions they may have. You guys want to encourage them to give suggestions to improve on the culture and improve employee engagement. So keep those things in mind. And again, we have several ways that you can reach out to us with your HR questions, find out about our services, what we do, what we love to do, what our passion is, which is helping small and mid-sized companies grow. We like to manage HR functionality while the employers work on building their company. I have so we're glad to have find out what challenges your company is having and what successes your company is having is even more important. We want to strive for things like excellent employee handbooks which is an excellent tool for your employees to have in hand. Make sure it is updated yearly and state mandated. Make sure your employee handbook is state mandated. And you know, and things are in there. There have actually been a lot of changes to the employee handbook in 2016. And so you want to make sure you have those. Updates. If you have a question on those updates, shoot us an email, offerhr@offerhr.net. Again, feel free to visit us on our virtual home, offerhr.net, and follow us on Facebook, Offer HR and Business Solutions. We are on Google Plus. On Google, our Google page is Offer HR and Business Solutions as well. We have great blogs, and look out for our HR kits that are coming out within the next couple weeks. We have some great things going on at Offer HR and Business Solutions. Our passion is growing. Small and big and mid-sized companies. We have enjoyed having everyone here today. You can visit us at hrw/awe4hrbiz and actually listen to our recorded radio show. Listen to our recorded show, and you are more than welcome. You can catch us on Tuesday. Will be our Google Hangout, where you can actually ask questions on there as well. You can chat with Offer HR on HR issues. And we are going to close out for the day, and you can catch us next week. We'll be hanging out on Google. That is Tuesday, this coming Tuesday at 7 p.m. You can catch us on Google Hangout. We encourage our employers to join our Google Hangout, live Google Hangout, and ask questions. Again, have enjoyed you today. We look forward to seeing you back here at HR with All for HR Biz. Two weeks from today, and you can catch us on our Google Hangout on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. That is going to be fun. We'll be giving away some HR stuff, Offer HR stuff. So we want you to join us. Again, follow us on Facebook. All for HR is our Twitter. And our blog is All for HR at blogger.com. And again, our virtual home is All for HR.net, www.allforhr.net. It has been a pleasure. I have enjoyed talking with each one of you, and I look forward to seeing you right here 2 weeks from today. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon. Always have a great HR day. Bye-bye for now.